Today we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. 6th of January is celebrated as Epiphany. And we have entered into a new season called Epiphany. Epiphany means to reveal, to manifest, a sudden realization. I thought I will bring this example as we talk about Epiphany. How did Newton discover gravity? Was there no gravity before his discovery? No, not at all. Gravity was always there. But with the falling of the apple, whether it's on his head or somewhere, he realized that gravity exists. God continues to reveal himself. At some point, we make a realization, a sudden realization that he exists, he acts. That's Epiphany. The wise men got that news by the rising of a star. When you look at the birth narrative of our Lord Jesus, there are many ways God revealed himself to Mary. An angel came and appeared before him and before her and announced the birth of Jesus. Shepherds, again, an explicit way of announcing the birth of Jesus. To the people at Herod's palace, they came to know through the arrival of these wise men. Wise men came to know the birth of Jesus by the rising of a star. What do we learn? God continues to reveal. He reveals himself in different ways. How we decode the message, how do we respond to that message is what's important. He continues to reveal himself. He continues to reveal in unique ways. That's not the worry. The worry is how do we respond. The hero of our passage today is, of course, wise men. Let us see what we can learn from them. They are wise because they acted upon the limited revelation or limited information. What they are saying here, all of a sudden they appeared before Herod and they said, "For we observed his star at its rising. We have come to see the king of the Jews, the newborn king of the Jews." How do we come to know? By the arising of the star. With this little information, they traveled. They traveled afar. They traveled a long distance. It's certainly not a holiday trip. They did not go for a holiday trip. They came with the single focus of seeing this newborn king. Why this is important to us, this Epiphany? Because in this Epiphany, we now know that God is available not only for Israelites, but he is for all. These wise men, not representing the Abrahamic tradition or Abrahamic religion. No. They, as Matthew says, they are from the East. Where are they from? Probably they are from Arabia or Persia, Babylon, or even from India. They are from nowhere. They are nowhere near to the faith of Judaism. But God revealed himself to them and they have come. This Lord is Lord of all. They believed in the message and they acted on this. In this year, 2024, we have taken two verses. Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not Lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I want to take these words as we meditate on this passage. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, these wise men, we really do not know how many of them, we will come to that a little later, they believed in the a limited information and the limited revelation, and they believed and they traveled. They acted. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart, you cannot sit in a place. You have to act on it. Now, in Anglican tradition, we say there are three authorities. In fact, four. In the last decade or two, they talk about four authorities. These authorities should give us enough information to trust in the Lord 100%. What are these three authorities? Number one, Scripture. Centrality of Scripture, our authority, Scripture. Yes, everything is from the Scripture. We believe in the Scripture, God-given great book. I don't want to go into that further. The second authority is tradition. When we talk about tradition, let us not worry about the many rituals that are involved. No. Tradition means how the people who lived in the past exercised the faith. They exercised in their faith in a very different way, a very unique way. And there we learn lessons, traditions. Just now we said Nicene Creed. This is passed on to us. It's from tradition. We use Apostolic Creed. That is also passed on to us. So tradition means the faith that we have is tested, proven, and it is unshakable. It is a strong tradition. It has never failed. That's the strong authority that we have. The third authority the Anglican Church talks about is reason. Whatever we believe, we reason it. We don't talk about blind faith, but because we have a strong tradition, because we have Scripture, we want to apply mind to understand it to our level, to my level. So reason is part of it. Christianity believes in reasoning. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Mind is involved. And the fourth one, which they have recently, not I think two or three decades ago, they added it, your salvation experience. How did you become Christian? That is a story behind it, right? That gives you authority. Your salvation experience is sufficient enough to go forward. These four authorities, Scripture, tradition, reason, your salvation story, gives you authority. Since you have this big background, or these four authorities, why can't you believe in God 100%? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We get to see these people, the wise men, with limited information they act upon. Friends, the question comes to us this morning. God continues to reveal. How do you respond? Do you respond and trust in him 100% fully? I'm doing my research. I'm doing studies. This is about Indian missions. I'm amazed at the growth of Christianity in India. In 85, when I went as a missionary, I had not seen churches in many places. But now every city or every small town has got a church. When I look at the materials that are being produced, when I talk to my friends, I am amazed at the way the churches are growing, growing, growing everywhere in India. What about in the Western world? Are we declining? Don't we have a strong tradition, strong basement foundation? Where are we going? Are we trusting in the Lord? 100%. That's the question we need to ask, whether we believe him or not, whether you like him or not, whether you trust him or not. He continues to reveal, and his kingdom continues to grow. Elsewhere, people are praising God, people are trusting in him, people are growing in him. Are we missing him? Are we leaving him out? No. He's the only hope for all of us. And we have a good foundation. Let us stand firm and trust in him with all our heart. Secondly, the star is not about the birth of a child born in the royal family. No, it is about the birth of a king, or birth of the king, king of Jews. After journeying for a long distance, they came to Jerusalem. They came very close to Bethlehem, but they ended up going to a wrong place. They went to the palace, King Herod's palace. King Herod, when he heard about it, about the birth of the new king, he was frightened, and everyone in the palace was frightened. The second part of the words that we have taken for this year is, lean not your own understanding. I'm not saying that we should not apply our mind. No, no, no. I'm not saying that we should not look for our own insights. No, no, no. I'm not saying that. Whatever insights you have to have the insight on the basis of the scripture. What happened at the palace in Jerusalem? King Herod immediately asked the people, the scribes and the priests, to check with him where would be the Messiah born, where he would be born. Immediately they opened the scripture and they came back and said the king would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Of course, they got it from Micah. Yes, he would be born in Bethlehem. The scripture guided them. The scripture guided them. Now, I'm not going to talk about the wise men here. I'm going to talk about the scribes and the priests who were associated with King Herod, who were part of the palace. They have been longing for the Messiah to come. Now, these outsiders brought the message, but they are not acting upon the message. They are sitting comfortably in Jerusalem. They are only 8 kilometers from there. They could have gone and seen the newborn king. They did not act. They relied on their own sources. Of course, they had scriptures in their hands, but they were relying on their own insights, in their own understanding. Further, when Jesus started his ministry, they were the ones who objected to Jesus' ministry. They wanted to find fault at him. They put restrictions to Jesus. They raised unnecessary questions. They were truly relying on their own understanding. They never opened the scripture to find how the Messiah would live on this earth, how the Messiah would at the end suffer for the entire humanity. They did not look into it. They relied mainly on their own understanding, and they kept on opposing him. Now, Scripture is the wonderful book. In the birth narrative of Jesus, we have got many characters, which we studied last week. All the characters that are mentioned in the birth narrative, they had strong basis on Scripture. Be it Mary, be it Zechariah, be it Simeon, everyone was deeply rooted in the Scripture. And they were able to see the meaning coming out of the Scripture. We also have got Scripture. What is the problem? The problem is that we put heavy burden on the Scripture. We put our own weight on the Scripture. We go from the context to the text. Our context is laid upon the Scripture, and that's the reason we are not able to understand the meaning. Allow the text to speak to you. Open the Bible. Allow the text to speak to you. Then you will know how to put it in the context. We go the other way. These people had Scripture, but they relied on their own context. They relied on their own understanding. So they put heaviness on the Scripture. Allow the Scripture to talk to you. Do not lean on your understanding. I don't think anyone in the world has exhausted the mine in this book. No one has ever fully exhausted it. Wonderful book. Don't rely on your understanding. Come back and see and learn from yourself. The wise men might have traveled 1,000 miles or even more, probably 2 years of journey, we don't know. But they pursue till the end. That's the fantastic news here. 2 years of journey, but they made sure that they would see the king and worship him. Nowhere in the Scripture we read that they stumbled upon Jesus by chance. No, we don't read that. The Bible does not tell us that they bumbled or upon Jesus. No, the Bible teaches us that they were seeking the newborn king seriously, and they followed. They were active seekers. In other words, in all your ways, you keep the target in front of you. If you had to keep the target in front of you, acknowledge him all your ways. Of course, they deviated as they were journeying. They went to King Herod's palace, but as per our Bible words for the year, acknowledge him all your ways. Be a serious seeker of our Lord Jesus, active seeker of our Lord Jesus. How do we acknowledge God in our life on earth? Three things come to my mind. Number one, God is with you. God is with you. His presence is always with you. The question is not whether he is with you or not. The question is, are you enjoying his presence or not? He is always with you. But do you want his presence? In this new year, have you made that decision that you will enjoy his presence? When I was studying in Chennai a long time ago, I had a friend who was living in a car shed all by himself. One day I asked him, Jones, you are all by yourself, man. You are living there. How do you live there? Is it comfortable? And he said, no, Harrison, you cannot say that I live all by myself. You have to say that Jesus and Jones are living here. What a great news, isn't it? God is with you. Are you enjoying his presence in your life? Acknowledge his presence in your life. Secondly, Paul, when he wrote to Corinthians, he said that, do everything for the glory of God. Whatever you do, you don't do it for yourself, you don't do it for your family, you don't do it for your company, you don't do it for anyone else, you do everything. You know, Paul very clearly says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, whether eat or drink, whether you, whatever you do, do it in the glory, do it for the glory of God. Everything that you do in life, whether you take care of your children or providing your for your children, taking care of elders, or you, whatever work that you do, remember that God has given you that responsibility and you are doing it only for His glory. Keep that in mind and do it with all sincerity. I am doing this because this job is given to me and I am doing it for God's glory. Thirdly, acknowledge God's work in your life. God is active in your life. 2023, how did God help you? How did God guide you? How did God provide you? How did He heal you? Is He not at work in your life? Acknowledge it. Write it down if it is possible. Remember it. Thank Him. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. So three conditions. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Thirdly, and then if you do that, He will make straight your paths. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy, exceeding great joy. And the star guided them, and the star came and stopped over the house where Jesus stayed. In other words, when you fulfill these conditions, God is going to direct your path. God is going to make straight your paths. Now, very interestingly, as soon as they came and saw Jesus, these people are not talking about their astrology skills. Wow, you know one thing? We are from the East. We are learned people. We know what is happening in the... We are able to understand the message from what is happening in the sky. They are not boasting about themselves. Nor they were talking about the hardships that they had gone through over the 2 years of their journey. No, they are simply prostrating themselves before the King and worshiping Him. That is what Epiphany is all about. When you know Jesus, when you know who He is, you are not talking about your hardship or your pain or your skills. You are worshiping Him. He is making the path straight to His side. His side, come and worship Him. Now, as we think about these verses, two verses, take it to yourself. This is the words for the year for you. When you do fulfill the conditions, God is going to bless you. As I come to the end of this meditation, I want to look at how Herod acted. Why Herod was frightened? Matthew says that not only he was frightened, everyone in the palace was frightened. Why? If you look at Herod, he was the notorious king. Very, very dangerous. He did not want anyone else to be the king. He wanted to be the king all the time. In fact, he killed three of his sons because they were a threat to him. Not only he killed his own sons, he also killed his wives, some of the wives. He thought that they could be dangerous. And now when he came to know about the birth of a new king, he is frightened. No, I should be the king and nobody else. Now, when Jesus is born, he is born as a king. And if he comes into our life, we will not be the king. He will be the king. Will you allow him to be your king in this new year? He alone can be a king. We can be only his subordinates. Allow him to be your king, and I'm sure you will have a blessed time in this new year. These Bible words that we have put it in bookmark, and it should be available as you go out of the church. Shall we read together the words? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
Amen.
God bless. Thank you.